Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Now, showdown's looming in Parliament over possible changes to the BEE rules in the communications sector. The changes were gazetted on Friday by Communications Minister Solly Malatsi and would allow Elon Musk's satellite-based internet service Starlink to operate here. In essence, rather than handing over 30% of the local company to black investors, Starlink would have to invest an equivalent amount in things like training, education and provision of services to remote rural areas. This is the way it works for companies like Microsoft, which also refused to hand over equity to comply with BEE rules. But since the gazetting of the new scheme, Malatsi has been summoned by Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Communications and Digital Technologies, led by the ANC's Kusela Diko. The committee argues that the policy direction contravenes the Electronic Communications Act and favours Musk and Starlink. Malatsi, quoted by My Broadband, disagrees and says that as minister, he has the power to issue policy directions under the Act. Malatsi adds that Friday's announcement had nothing to do with Musk's presence in the Oval Office last Wednesday and that his department has been working on the changes for several months. My Broadband also carries an analysis explaining why the likes of MTN, Vodacom, Cell C and Telkom are all bending over backwards to keep Starlink out of the country. Looking ahead, we'll know on Thursday of this week if we're going to get a cut in interest rates. The predictions quoted by various media this morning are mixed. Looked at from a prices point of view, there's definitely a case to be made for a cut. But looked at through the lens of global uncertainty, the Reserve Bank might well opt for caution and leave things unchanged. On the markets, the JSE closed on Friday evening with both the All Share and Top 40 up 0.4%, London's FTSE down 0.2%. In New York, the trend was down, the Dow closing off 0.6%, the S&P 500 down 0.7%, the Nasdaq down a full 1%. Tokyo this morning up 0.5%, Hong Kong down 1.2%, Sydney's flat. The US dollar has eased to 1.14 against the euro. Against the dollar, the rand has firmed to 17.82, but against the euro, we're down nearly 0.5% to 20.33 and sterling 24.20. Gold is 3,348, platinum 1,093, Bitcoin just on 109,750, and Brent crude oil just under $65 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.